Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com today.
Some funny news.
Yeah.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., his anti-vaccine group has been kicked off Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, no, for...
for promoting nonsense.
Misinformation?
Misinformation is exactly the word that they used. Violating rules prohibiting misinformation.
I'll bet they don't like the monkeypox vaccine either.
Oh.
All vaccines will get you.
Yeah, I haven't heard about their opinion on the monkeypox.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Listen, yesterday at this time, we talked to John Hitami, L.A. County Deputy D.A., and the reason is right here in this clip we're about to play. George Gascon, fresh off avoiding a recall attempt because the L.A. County Registrar of Voters decided that there were not enough valid signatures, went on Fox 11. And the reason we did the story is because this kind of surprised us. This came up. He was asked about 98% of the deputy DAs were in favor of the recall. Here's how it went.
I think it's important to understand the scope of, you know, this is an office of about 2,200 people, and I'm very familiar with the people that you guys talk on a regular basis. But even when there was a vote of no confidence, I happen to know a lot of people that call me and reach out to me and say they were being badgered. If they had not responded, they were being singled out. They were being harassed in the workplace. They were being told that this was going to go to an independent person in Canada, that they wouldn't know how they reply.
They were bullied into voting no confidence?
I have to tell you that some people say as much. But look, I think this is water under the bridge. I like to focus on the future because I want to make sure that those that are doing
right,
the job.
All right, thanks, Kermit.
Let's close the Kermit door. We're going to talk to Eric Saddall. He wants to come on and respond to this. He's a vice president with the LA County Association of Deputy DAs.
Eric, we want to extend our condolences to all the bullying and suffering that you must have been enduring over the last few months. What the hell is this about? What is this?
You know what? This is just another example of George Gascon's bad leadership. You know, bad leadership is when you refuse to admit the mistakes, and what do? You blame others. You scapegoat others. And the fact is, he just can't admit that his policies have been a complete failure. There's a reason why he's basically, rescinded almost every single one of his directives informally. There's a reason why he's one of the most unpopular county officials. There's a reason why over 500,000 people signed a petition to recall him. When we voted to endorse the recall, we at the ADDA, the Association of Deputy District Attorneys, the people who represent the frontline prosecutors who protect all of us in court every single day, we thought we wanted a fair and open election. That meant we hired a company that is completely independent of us to make sure that not one single person in the association knew how people were voting. The ballots were secret. No one was bullied. No one was intimidated. And here's what George Gascon refused to admit. We invited him to speak to all of the line prosecutors, something that he has refused to do up to today. He's never come in and answered any of the questions. We said, come in. Maybe we're misunderstanding you. Before we have this vote, we begged him to come in. We offered him a platform. You know what he did? He hid like a little coward. He refused to come in and talk to the very men and women who he's supposed to lead. And you know why? Because he's a coward. And you know what? You want to talk about bullying? Let's talk about bullying. Since day one, he has been sued by the employees of this office. Why? Because he has retaliated against them from day one. When he told a head deputy, Richard Doyle, to do something, and Richard Doyle asked a simple question, what's my authority? What's the reason I can do this? What did he do to Richard Doyle? He retaliated against him, costing taxpayers over $1 million. Even recently, during a civil service suit that we have, these are public hearings. He tried to block the public from hearing these hearings. He's given secret deals to defense lawyers. He's attempted to secretly reduce sentences. So for this man to be talking about bullying and talking about transparency is just the height of hypocrisy.
Yeah, well, you guys are the enemy. You really are. The deputy DAs, he thinks you're out of the old school, and he would like it if you all quit, tell you the truth, so he could replace you with these public defenders that he's been lining up in the office.
But look, what does a real leader do? A real leader tries to get people to buy in. He's never tried to get people to buy in because he knows that there's nothing to buy into. The reason why our 98% voted against him is because he has turned an apolitical office into a political hatchet job. He has brought in a bunch of public defenders who are prison abolitionists. He has turned the entire office from one that protects victims and enforces the law and holds defendants accountable to a defendant-centered approach. You know, he calls himself a progressive. There's nothing progressive about letting people die. And that's what this man is about.
You mentioned that he was quietly rescinding a number of his directives. Do you think the recall effort has at least had that effect? It might be a good thing if he's doing that?
This is what he's doing. He won't publicly rescind his directives, but he has given so many exceptions that his directives are like Swiss cheese. There's so many holes through it. They're unrecognizable. And the reason is because he's realized that's what's failing. His blanket policies failed. They failed miserably. There's a reason why Mr. Flores was out and able to kill two El Monte police officers. It was his directives, his policies that have caused chaos in the streets of Los Angeles and have made sure that people are not held accountable. And now we have, in terms of the Flores case, we have two dead police officers because of his policies. So again, what does a bad leader do? He doesn't take the blame. He doesn't admit responsibility. But what does he do? He blames others. He blames his deputies. He blames 98% of his deputies being against him because of some conspiratorial theory that we were somehow bullying them. Well, if we were bullying them, bring charges against us. Okay? Go ahead. Bring complaints against us. I dare him to do that. And you know what? He won't, because he has no facts behind what he's saying.
Yeah, just our limited experience with deputy district attorneys in the last few months. You guys are the least likely to be bullied in the entire city. I mean,
it's truly laughable, right?
Like, it is. I cracked up when I first heard it. It's like these guys are getting bullied into voting no confidence. That's preposterous. But you know, he's a crazy person, and he'll say anything in the moment to avoid taking responsibility.
So, Eric, what is your opinion? Do things get better or worse here until we can vote him out in 2024?
Look, this man sticks his finger in the wind and sees, you know, which direction the wind is going. So, you know, he's going to do what he's a survivalist. He will do whatever he needs to do to survive politically. The problem is what we're going to start to see in Los Angeles is a two-tier justice system. If your case makes the media, you're going to get justice. If your case is one of those unfortunate cases, which is the vast majority of cases, that doesn't make the media, he's going to go back to his old policies and give you justice light. So you're going to have a two-tier system. Media cases, those defendants will be held accountable. Non-media cases, those defendants will not be held accountable.
All right. Always good to talk to you, Eric. Thanks for coming on. I know you wanted to make your case about Gascon and his comments about Deputy DAs being bullied into voting no confidence in him.
We're going to keep the pressure on him every single day for the rest of his term. And if you or any of your other fellow Deputy DAs have a case that you need publicized, just let us know. All right.
Okay. Well, thank you for shining some light on this issue. I appreciate it.
All right.
All right. That's Eric Siddall, L.A. County Deputy DA Association Vice President. More coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Speaking of that app, you can connect to the Moistline with it tomorrow at this very moment, or around now. We'll play a round of Moistline calls, as we do Friday at 5:20 and 5:50. The app, you just use the microphone icon. You can leave a message there. You can call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We're just talking to Eric Siddall, the vice president of the LA County Association of Deputy DAs. And of course, they continue to battle their very own boss, the LA County District Attorney George Gascon, for his horrific dismantling of that office and the criminal justice system, where he issued all those directives that take away the opportunity to add more prison time. He doesn't support victims and victims' families anymore. It's all gone. Basically, we have a public defender running the DA's office. Now, up in Sacramento, they're doing their own job on the criminal justice system. They now have a bill that would seal criminal records. It would allow some Californians with criminal convictions to have their records sealed if they maintain a clean record. Now, normally you only hear about that when they're minors, right? Usually they're underage. Juvenile records are sealed. But they want to, of course, expand this to many more. Yep. And, of course, here it is, El Segundo Times, John, previously incarcerated individuals.
They don't want any public record of all the horrible things these felons have done. They don't want you to know.
If you're going to hire them or rent a room to them, they don't want you to know.
Right.
You have to treat them like everybody else who walks in the door.
Because virtually everybody, if you see that there's a felon applying for a job, most will say no. Most people will say, no, I'm not going to rent out to him.
That should be their
choice. And yeah, because it's a matter of survival in a lot of cases. Sorry, that's the way it is. Because when people have these, especially the violent impulses, those don't go away. People can't be treated. They can't be rehabbed. All right, they got a loose screw in their head, and they're violent for whatever reason. They're going to remain violent, and you should be able to find that out. That should be basic. You know, there ought to be a constitutional right to get a background check on anybody that you want to hire or that is going to live in your property.
I mean, you would think so. That should be a basic protection of somebody who is, you know, going out and taking that chance.
And there is a proposition that needs to be put on the ballot. God, I wish stuff like a... that would make it. It's like an employer's bill of rights, a landlord's bill of rights. It's anybody's bill of rights. I want to know. I want to know if somebody's got a criminal record. I'm going to judge whether I can take a chance on somebody or not.
Well, this is not this damn, bill is a done deal. It's on its way to Gavin Newsom.
Now, that's terrible.
The only people that they will exclude from this are registered sex offenders and those convicted of serious and violent crimes. But we know how they often define serious and violent crimes. That there's always that's a little shell game there.
That's a garbage term because there's a lot
And by the way, they would just have to petition the court to have their record sealed. It could still be done.
There's a lot of crimes that are violent that are not covered in that category.
Oh, we know that. That's the crap they pulled with those propositions.
No, these people are so terribly dishonest, and they get away with this over and over again because everybody's freaking asleep. It's amazing how little anybody knows about anything anymore.
And, you know, some days they wake up and they go, how did these people get in charge? Because some people left the state. And that's how they voted. And other people just don't vote, don't pay attention, don't care.
Actually, some of the most aware, involved voters, because we've lost a couple of million people over the last 20 years of a net loss of people moving to other states, apart from immigration. Net loss of a couple of million people. And who do you think that is? A lot of that are the people who are most aware and most responsible when it comes to voting, of being involved in voting on not only candidates, but propositions, paying attention. And so the pool of people to draw on to try to stop or reverse some of this nonsense is shrinking.
Yeah, I know. Really getting sad. Some in law enforcement don't like this bill. Under current law, people arrested on suspicion of a misdemeanor or who served time in a county jail for a felony may be eligible to have their records sealed, but the proposed legislation would expand that possibility to with additional felony convictions, including those who serve state prison sentences. And it always rings in my head. So many guests we've had on the show over the years said, you have to be pretty bad to go to state prison for a felony. That's a bad crime. With all the plea deals they make and everything else that goes on.
God. A lot of these people who are officially convicted of misdemeanors committed terrible felonies. But the plea bargain system is just awful. And then now the outright felonies, the ones that weren't plea bargained down. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how bad these people are? And how quickly can they get this eradicated? Did you mention that? Is that in the story?
How quickly can they wipe this
from the public record?
Oh, it doesn't say specifically, but I'd imagine pretty quickly.
Yeah, probably by the next week.
Like I said, yeah. And some of law enforcement said this also hurts private investigators would lose access to court records that are big for their work because they do a lot of background checks to figure out, you know, a lead on a case. And they won't be able to see anymore. The record will be sealed.
Are the police going to be able to have access?
And I wonder if this means, you know, when we're doing these stories where somebody commits a crime and go, oh, I bet that guy's a record. Is it going to be sealed on us now?
Well, I'm telling you, already with the media coverage, you notice you don't see mugshots anymore. You don't see physical descriptions of people anymore, unless the guy's on the loose. So they're trying to block out from the public information that we should know. We should know what these guys look like. We should be able to read physical descriptions.
No, they're trying to take away all stigma.
Yeah.
Associated with anybody that's been in prison. Formerly incarcerated individuals.
Stigma is how we stay alive. Stigma is how we determine who's safe to trust and who's a danger to us. Stigma is part of the survival mechanism that we have.
They want to erase any trace between those who have ever been in prison and those who haven't.
Well, people should. This is the kind of woke we need to realize what they're doing. Because it's kind of, isn't it dangerous enough out there? Like, how dangerous does it have to get?
right. Remember the federal government payroll protection program known as PPP, which popped up right as the pandemic unfolded back in 2020? It was designed to give loans to companies to stay afloat so that they could continue to pay their employees and maybe get through what at the beginning of the pandemic was tough economic times. You'd be surprised at the list of some people who got these loans, and a lot of them were forgiven, meaning they didn't have to ever pay them back.
Yeah.
More coming up.
We're going to give you a list of people in need.
These are very well-known people.
They needed your tax money. John and Ken, KFI.
Well, not long after the whole world panicked over COVID back in early 2020, the U.S. government came up with the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program. We talked about it back then. It was one of the early government handouts. And what it was supposed to do was give companies money so they can continue to pay their employees even if their business was circling the drain. Because at the beginning of the pandemic, when everybody was locked down, a lot of places weren't doing too well as far as customers are concerned. Restaurants would be prime among them. As we learned after that, there was a lot of fraud. But the story we're about to do is not about fraud. It's about celebrities who actually took advantage of the PPP program to get these loans. And a lot of them were forgiven, meaning the principal and interest didn't have to be paid back.
What's with billionaire rap stars suffering
after... they all have companies. They're business people.
What? They sell rap music. How'd they suffer in the lockdown?
The list includes Kanye West, Tom Brady, Khloe Kardashian, Reese Witherspoon.
And this is
their companies got Paycheck Protection Program loans.
Kanye West is worth $2 billion. He got $2.3 million in a loan. Jay-Z.
But isn't this like when Trump was being asked about his taxes? Sometimes billionaires are, and their response is, it's there for you. The tax laws are there, just like the PPP program's there. Why not?
I'm sure this is all legal.
Why should I use my own money?
I'm just pointing out how preposterous this is. I mean, they were shoveling so much fake printed money out for people who really had no worries in life. Kanye West could have financed his employees.
Right.
He's got $2 billion. All right.
The Lakers got one.
That's right. The Lakers got one. Jay-Z's worth $1.3 billion. He was given over $2 million.
Just to be clear, this was designed for small businesses and nonprofits.
Yeah, right.
But it became clear that, and maybe some of these ventures by these celebrities are smaller businesses, maybe they don't employ a lot of people, but they're not, you're right, they're not backed by somebody who's at the end of their savings.
Yeah, I know. Like Kanye West has his sneaker line.
Right.
So, you know, he employs people for that business. That's not the point, though. The money should have gone for, you know, middle class businesses, small businesses, people really who were going to go out of business, who really couldn't afford to make the payroll, not to gigantic bloated celebrities who can lean on hundreds of millions or billions of dollars. Look at this. Paul Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi's drunken husband, worth $120 million. He got 1.7. Loan is forgiven. Now, why is it forgiven? Why can't he pay it back?
That's pretty good. They took care of your payroll for a while if you don't have to pay it back.
Khloe Kardashian, $60 million. What has she contributed to the planet? $1.2 million in a loan? That was forgiven.
Jared Kushner. His company got $800 million.
He's
worth $800 million. His company got $3 million, and that was forgiven.
Yeah, Trump's crooked son-in-law. Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Worth $150 million. He got $960,000. Why? Because he sells...
He's got a whole line of products.
Products
with fitness and health.
That TB12...
TB12.
Sure.
Yeah.
His loan's forgiven, too.
An analysis by the Washington Post showed that more than half of the roughly $522 billion in loans given out through November of that year went to just 5% of the more than 5 million recipients. In other words, the bulk of the money went to just 5%.
Yes. Here's the 5%.
A Washington Post analysis says the majority of the loans were actually given to bigger businesses. Only 28% of the total funds were issued for loans of less than 150 grand.
It's going to Kardashians. It's going to rap stars. It's going to Trump's crooked son-in-law. Diddy. $900 million he's worth. He got almost $2 million. That loan's forgiven. What do you mean forgiven? Did you ever have a loan in life that was forgiven? Anybody have a mortgage that was forgiven? I don't get this. I have never had a loan in my entire life, nor have I known anybody who ever had a loan forgiven.
Kanye West apparently got some of the money for his Yeezy fashion line. And then he went public with plans to build a 52,000 square foot mansion on his ranch in Wyoming.
Yeah, there you go. It's another racket.
Yeezy borrowed $2.3 million, with $1.7 being spent on payroll, 106 member staff. The status of the loan, this loan is not disclosed.
This is just all disgusting. It really is disgusting. It's really gross.
Yeah, Brady's company got $960,000 for TB12 Inc.
Come on.
Sports Performance and Nutrition Company. The loan was supposed to secure 80 jobs.
And you know how many people struggled to get their money covered? I mean, we had people coming on the air and telling us their stories, how difficult it was. How many normal people who wanted to get unemployment benefits from California?
Remember how hard it was back then? A lot of people were complaining. They could not get in. They were too late. The applications closed really quickly. Right. And they didn't have the knowledge of the wherewithal to get... They had to have like a banker work with them really quickly.
Because these people...
I remember this now, yeah.
Because all these people have millions of dollars worth of lawyers on their payroll. So they could spend all day going through the bureaucratic hoops. Remember the people we had on the air who would spend 10 hours on hold?
Yeah, we did.
Trying to get a weekly unemployment check out of those stupid bastards at the Employment Development Department.
Was trying to get the payroll, the paycheck protection loan. I remember talking to a guy.
I know.
He couldn't get through. He couldn't get online. He couldn't get through on the phone. He couldn't get anything.
All the normal people get screwed and tortured.
Reese Witherspoon. She's got a clothing and lifestyle company. Did you know that?
Well, she's on food stamps, don't you know?
Reese Witherspoon?
Oh, yeah.
I see her everywhere.
She's down to her last $400 million. She's dumpster diving on the week. I saw her one day. Saw her dumpster diving. Her legs were sticking out of the top of the dumpster. So hungry.
Was she wearing those tight leggings that were making it difficult to...
Oh, God.
She has a company called Draper James, LLC.
God.
They had a $975,000 loan debt wiped out. Wow. Jay-Z's Malibu Entertainment was let off without repaying the full amount of their loan, $2,106,000.
And why was this?
He's worth $1.3 billion, allegedly. And, of course, Khloe Kardashian. Her company, Good American LLC, a denim brand, didn't have to pay back any of its $1.2 million loan.
What was the basis of the forgiveness? This story doesn't explain it.
Or was it just done blanket? Like they didn't want to get involved in analyzing whether or not you could pay back the money? Or
is it because it's all fake money, so it never really existed to begin with, so you don't have to pay money back that didn't exist?
That's probably very likely true.
I don't know. I'm getting a headache.
You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm not
okay.
You
make it one more segment? Or
no, I don't know. I don't think so.
All right. More coming.
I'm going to bang my head on Deborah's padded walls. John and Ken, KFI.
You know, every now and then when I'm looking at a story, I get curious about the town or city where it comes from. So I do a search. This is Ottumwa, Iowa. Ottumwa. Ottumwa. There's actually 25,000 people that live there. I like the way this was written, though. Is Ottumwa a good place to live? It has great parks and beautiful scenery. It's perfect for active people. Doesn't have much traffic. The town size is comfortable, but there is a drug problem, which may make some people uneasy.
Yeah.
Well, that brings us to the story we're talking about. Holy mackerel, it's the mugshot of the day.
I think we're looking at one of the victims.
He looks like a homeless guy, but he's got the face of a serial killer.
Yeah, dead eyes, gaunt. And wild, graying hair.
Yeah, with the receding hairline. But it's got this little patch down the middle there. Do you see it there in the picture? A little patch of hair?
Yeah, but he's got this bony, like, skeletal face.
He's 68. His name is George Edward Dennison.
That's a rough 68.
Why in the world is there a mugshot of George Edward Dennison from Ottumwa, Iowa? Well, that's what makes it unusual. Why we're talking about the story, there are many men that get fed up with their woman. And they might try to do them harm. But how many men actually walk into the house with a crossbow and shoot an arrow at her? That's unusual.
While she's sleeping.
She was sleeping on the couch, right.
And he uncorks a crossbow.
Yep. How about that? He shot her with a crossbow. She was treated and released from the hospital, allegedly minor injuries.
I guess bad aim, huh?
Attempt to commit murder and domestic abuse assault. You know, the only place you might ever have heard this, Ottumwa, Iowa, from? Fictionally? Remember the TV show MASH?
Yeah.
Remember the character Radar?
Yeah.
He told Colonel Blake that his father, that he grew up in Ottumwa. Well, that's apparently the guy who wrote the book, or the...
So this is the second time Ottumwa...
He made up Radar O'Reilly came from Ottumwa, Iowa. Yes. But it is a real place.
Yeah, well, this guy, it's scraggly beard. Oof.
Now, on the other end of things, and a wild story, we take you to Finland, where the prime minister has apparently been accused of partying in a boisterous way. Her name is Sanna Marin. She's actually an attractive lady.
Yeah, she's a
36 years old.
That is the hottest prime minister I've ever seen.
And this is a scandal in Finland. Boy, they don't have enough to do. She apparently is seen on video at a party where she's dancing. Another clip shows her on the floor singing towards the camera.
She's dancing. What? Well, it's conduct unbecoming a prime minister.
That's exactly what some of the, the opposition party is claiming this. One said she should undergo a drug test. He was concerned with what he saw.
I saw that. She's dancing like any young woman would dance.
Now, she says this wasn't a blackmail situation. She knew that there was somebody with the camera, right. Or I guess the phone, who was taking footage, but she just did not expect it to end up with the media.
It looks
she thought it was a private party and nobody would do that, but...
Looks entirely normal. Boy, is everyone that stuck up in Finland?
This is a scandal that...
This is like something out of the, 1942. I don't understand.
And you wonder if it was like a 60-year-old guy, partying, if they would have made as big a deal, because it's an attractive 36-year-old female prime minister. It's like, oh, what is she really up to?
People are so weird. They don't think that public figures have normal lives and entertain themselves in normal ways.
Well, she's been in scandal before. There was a picture of her in a nightclub in 2021 when we had the whole COVID lockdowns, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well.
So, she apparently Finland's foreign minister tested positive for COVID-19, and they caught her in a nightclub right after that. She actually had to apologize for that.
She might be the most fun prime minister.
I think so.
Conway's here.
Hey, ding dong. Hey, we got a guy named Matt Hall coming on tonight. Name may not ring a bell, but...
It doesn't ring a ding dong there.
He is the he is an Air Force Red Bull Air Race World Champion for the former Australian Air Force. So that guy's got to have some stories, right?
You think, yeah.
Yeah, ding dong with that guy. Dean Sharp, the House Whisperers, come on at 7. Jane Wells is going to be on with us.
Is that right?
You got the whole weekend lineup on?
That's right.
Haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah, she's great, man. She's really terrific.
When's Steve Gregory coming on?
8:45.
Okay.
And then Lowe's is giving away $55 million in bonuses to help their hourly workers cope with high inflation. That's kind of cool, right? $55 million.
Yeah,
it is. Ding dong with
it. So you give people money to fight inflation, but that's what's causing inflation.
Well, it's like...
People have too much money. They're spending too much.
That's right. they're giving away $7,500 if you buy an electric vehicle. But then Ford and GM and Chevy just announced they're raising their prices by $7,500.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. They are.
That's right. We'll take that from you.
Right. You can never win, man. You know?
Good job, government.
Right. If you work for the government, look, if I had to do it all over again, I'd get a cush job with the government and retire at 55.
Yeah. I can see you running the DMV.
That's what my dad 100%. Did, so.
Yeah, I would do that in a heartbeat. At 55, you and all your buddies are retired. You got a boat on the river. Right? I'm going to be working forever.
Exactly.
Pass not taken.
Yes.
Conway's
Ding
on
dog. Our...
Ding dong. It's
on.
A big show.
Huge news. KFI.
Ding dong.
KST. HD2 Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. and Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we help every step of the way. We're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities than ever before. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each person individually. And for organizations, LHH provides consultant support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process, understanding the sensitivity and impact on your team. The world is full of new possibilities, and we help both organizations and individuals realize the possibility of what's next. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. That's LHHtalent.com to get in touch with an outplacement consultant today, because everyone and every organization could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. LHH, helping you every step of the way. Visit LHHtalent.com.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network.
Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.